Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
I want you to think real hard about what your spine is worth, Mr. Walker. Or what you might expect someone to pay you for your uterus, Miss Sanchez. Then you take out your calculator and you multiply that number by 100. Anything less than that is a waste of our time. By the way, we had that water brought in special for you folks. It came from Well and Hinckley.
Maybe you know that scene from the movie Erin Brockovich with Julia Roberts as the title character. A little over a decade ago, my next guest is Erin Brockovich, the actual person, not the character Julia Roberts won the Oscar for portraying. If you remember, she was a legal clerk who played a big part in a legal battle against Pacific Gas and Electric over contaminated groundwater in Hinckley, California. That resulted in the largest settlement of its kind. Erin Brockovich has continued her environmental activism through popular culture with a series of what she calls cause novels. The first, Rock Bottom, addressed mountaintop removal mining in West Virginia. And now her new novel, Hot Water, looks at a nuclear research facility suffering a series of so-called mishaps. Erin Brockovich, welcome to WNYC.
Hi. Thank you. It's nice to be here.
First, for people who haven't heard the real you before, how do you deal with being a brand since the movie bearing your name came out?
You know, I don't even think of that it that way. It's been a very interesting experience, sometimes surreal, but overall it's been a great experience. It gave us a wonderful platform to continue our work from. But a lot of really strange things happened to me. I mean, I can be in a washroom and, you know, someone catches a glance at me in a mirror and says, did anyone ever tell you you look like Erin Brockovich? And I kind of laugh.
Well, what do you say?
I go, well, I am. And then they're like, yeah, sure you are. So I'm like, it's just a lot of strange things happen.
Tell us about the idea behind cause novels. Were there other authors in this genre who inspired you?
No, what actually inspired me was my own research and my own work. You know, I get tens of thousands of emails a month and inquiries from 124 countries and territories. And over the past couple of years, you know, people have been reporting health problems in and around their community, younger and younger ages, in and around, you know, contaminated sites. So I decided I'd start plotting these maps because I wanted to see what was happening out there in the U.S., and that map now has 1,700 sites on it in the United States alone. And getting in and out of these communities and seeing where people weren't aware or the absence of a place for them to go, it inspired me to create AJ Palladino. Because oftentimes these people, they don't ever think that maybe they could aspire to be something. But, you know, those that really do are everyday people. And that's the message that I want them to get. And it's a daunting world we live in. You turn on the news, it's bad news, it's bad news. And we just kind of don't pay attention anymore. But these stories are going on. And AJ is a everyday character. She comes from a moral place. You can't buy her. Even though in this book, and I don't want to give too much away, I mean, something goes wrong with this nuclear. They need AJ to come in and work with this community, but there's some money on the table.
Is it based on a real facility, a particular facility?
There's quite not one in particular, but it's based on a real issue and a real cause that's happening at one or a couple of places that I'm aware of. And so it's through the storytelling of people that we're able to pick up these stories, put them into what we call a cause novel. It's fiction, but there's truth behind that fiction. And we hope people will read the book, put it down, and aspire to be that action hero.
Listeners, we don't have a lot of time, but we could sneak in a call or two for Erin Brockovich if anybody has a question for her based on just even seeing the movie or following any of her other work. 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. Are you following the hydraulic fracturing debate? Is this something that you've gotten your mind around?
I have thousands and thousands of emails, communities, and people coming to me about the hydrofracking from Pennsylvania to Colorado to Texas. Yes, it's going to be an issue. I've been very involved in a water film that's coming out in the spring, a documentary done by Participant Media called the last call at the Oasis. We do have a water crisis in this country, and it's going to get worse. And hydrofracking takes millions and millions and millions of gallons of water to frack just one location. And it ends up contaminating a lot of wells and injuring a lot of communities. So I think that that's something that's going to be heavily debated starting now.
Thinking about the A.J. Palladino character, the way you described her, you know, real person, unpresumptuous. You weren't trained in environmental science, but the movie made the case that by being a regular person from the working class, if that's the way to put it, that you had an easier time working with the regular person victims of environmental crimes. Mm-hmm. You think that's true?
I really do. It was a relatability factor. I was born and raised in Kansas. I have a father who is an engineer who worked for industry, and he taught me a whole lot about the value of good water and good health, and those are the greatest gifts that we have. And every single community I'm in, I think we forget. We all really do have a very common denominator, and that is the love of our families, we want good health, and we want clean water.
Does your lack of training in the field ever give you ambivalence or pause about the conclusions you're coming to? By coincidence, I have a degree in environmental science, and one of the things that I learned in school is how complicated some of these issues are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, oh, absolutely. You know, I've certainly had enough experience now. I mean, I've worked with some of the top experts around the country. I've been doing this for 21 years. I've been around enough attorneys. I could have gone in and out of law school now twice. And I always have pause for thought, always. And not everything is what it seems. And so sometimes you do have to step back, step out, and take a look at the overall picture. So even as experienced as I really am now in all of this, none of us are ever so experienced that we can't stop and take a moment to look and ask a question.
Karen in Brooklyn, you're on WNYC with Erin Brockovich. Hello.
Hello. Good morning. Thank you very much, Ms. Brockovich, for bringing the issues of the environment to the public. And my question was about the coal mining in Virginia, but I think you have addressed that in your book. But I would like to find out if you are available for teaching what you've learned to schools around the country.
That's an interesting question, and hi, and thank you for asking. And that's something that we've actually been looking at, is trying to open up a training school where we can actually have the public, people, schools, even experts come in and see how it is that we can do testing and teach others. We're doing it actually now when we go into communities, how they can take their own water samples. We're showing them how they can get Summa canisters. We provide them. We give them chains of custody so they can kind of begin to arm themselves, because we can't be at 1,800 locations at once. So we are trying to teach communities that, and we are actually been talking about opening up a type of training school where we can educate people further on how to deal with these environmental issues.
Looking back, and Karen, thank you, the movie Erin Brockovich was described as based on a true story. So I'm assuming there was more nuance in reality, and I know there were lawsuits over the settlement payouts, I believe. What do people know about taking on a corporation that maybe didn't come out in the film?
Well, you know, for communities to take on a corporation, you need to be united. I think that is the most important thing. If communities get all fractured and they have one idea, or somebody else has another idea, or they think it's this or they don't think it's that, and they separate, it becomes a problem. That was the beauty of what's happening in Hinckley and continues to happen. We're still out in Hinckley, California, because PG&E never cleaned up the plume.
In fact,
Go ahead.
Well, last month, PG&E filed an appeal, from what I've read, to having to provide permanent replacement water to Hinckley residents. So that's still ongoing?
Still ongoing, because Pacific Gas and Electric, again, you know, my whole thing is, if we don't find and address the source of a problem, we're never going to find a solution. And PG&E never addressed the source of the contamination. So this plume has broken through, affected much more property, and many more lives. And they had created a study, a background study, that we've now had peer-reviewed that isn't scientific, that the state relied on. So we've got a situation again for the past 10 years where people, unbeknownst to them, have been exposed to a poison. And that is the deceptions that cause the greatest harm. What I would like to see with communities and corporations is greater transparency between them. Agencies are absent for a whole host of reasons. Litigation can be a solution, but it's not a solution when it takes 5 and 10 and 15 years to get through court. And in the meantime, people still don't get clean water and their health still deteriorates. What I see needs to happen is the company and the corporations, in this PG&E, for example, the community doesn't want those jobs to go away. That's how they feed their families, but they don't want to be poisoned either.
So before the film was made, did you ever have those thoughts that some people have of, like, if somebody was going to play me in the movies, who would I like it to be?
No, but I'll tell you how that story went. Ed Masri.
We have 20 seconds.
Oh, Ed Masri used to ask me all the time who should play me, and I would say, I don't know, maybe somebody fun like Goldie Hawn. And so he said, well, no, he thought maybe more along the lines of Roseanne Barr, and we would always laugh. But he did say, he goes, I don't care who it is, Aaron, as long as it's not Julia Roberts. And so he was pleasantly surprised.
Surprise ending.
Yeah.
Erin Brockovich, the real Erin Brockovich, her new novel is called Hot Water. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.